for the Strength of Youth, Answers to Your Top Dating Questions by Charlotte Larkabal, Church Magazines. Dating. That's one topic everyone loves to talk about, right? We talked to lots of youth and even asked about dating on Facebook to find out your questions or concerns. Ashley R. even posted on Facebook that boys intimidate her. Clever, Ashley. Here are the top questions you asked about dating, along with answers from other youth. So have a look at what other teenagers are saying about dating.
Why can't we date until we're 16?
Ashlyn H., 14, from Texas, USA, said, "The prophets say it's best not to go on dates until we're 16, and even then to go on group dates. It's for our own safety and protection, and we're not really mature enough for dating until an older age." Seth B., age 18, from Colorado, USA, said, "Maturity is a big factor. When we're older, we better know how to speak to people and keep up conversation." Tyson B., age 13, from Utah, USA, said, "We are encouraged by prophets and apostles to wait until we're older to date. The stress of breaking up when young can be traumatizing." Hannah H., age 13, from Alabama, USA, said, "It's a church standard. Waiting until we're older helps protect us from being tempted to do bad things."
Why is it not a good idea to steady date as a youth?
Hunter W., age 15, Washington, USA, said, "It's not a good idea to steady date in high school because it limits the people you can meet." Violet W., age 15, from Utah, USA, said, "You don't get to meet other people, and there is a higher risk of participating in immoral behavior." Wendy F., age 16, from Utah, USA, said, "When you're younger, you want to hang out with different kinds of people so that you can explore different options. Later, when you're ready to think about marriage, you'll have an idea of the kind of person you want to stick with." Tyson B., age 13, Utah, USA, said, "We can get too attached to one person and not be able to meet and get to know other people."
How do you encourage a guy to ask you out?
Bailey K., age 14, from Utah, USA, said, "Talk to him, dress modestly, and smile." Jordan J. from Facebook said, "You can be assertive in telling a guy that you would like to go on a date with him and see what he does with that information. For most guys who don't ask girls out because they fear rejection, it will be music to their ears." Zach H., age 15, from Utah, USA, said, "Make yourself stand out in a good way and talk to the boy you would like to ask you out."
What kind of dates are fun?
Melania M., age 14, Ontario, Canada, said, "I strongly recommend going on dates that will allow you to communicate with one another, to get to know more about each other, and to strengthen the relationship you share. For example, a picnic is a great way to bond. Walks or hikes give opportunities to appreciate what's around you. Athletic activities such as bowling are very enjoyable. Think simple. The littlest activities can be the most fun." Sarah M., age 17, Colorado, USA, said, "I like fun things. I like doing spontaneous things like going on hikes or going to the arcade. I like it when the date is cheaper, so I don't feel weird that they spent a bunch of money on me when we're just friends."
What do I talk about?
Katie from Facebook said, "The important thing is to comment and ask questions, therefore causing a conversation to occur. Open up to him or her about your thoughts and feelings on a subject and then ask theirs. In return, ask thoughtful questions about their responses. If you can't think of a topic, look at the first thing you see and branch off of it. An example, a flower. My family's garden has some awesome beets in it this year. Do you have a garden?" These tricks were what got me through many awkward moments. Melania M., age 14, from Ontario, Canada, said, "Starting a conversation and continuing it with your date can be tough. When it comes to communication, I recommend finding out about the person's interests to see what you have in common with him or her. For example, favorite things. Talk about the gospel and how much you love it. Don't be afraid to express yourself through words. Talk about goals and future plans. Talk about family and friends, or even past memories. Even crack a joke once in a while. Remember that one topic can lead to another. creating a consistent conversation. Stacy from Facebook said, "My mom once gave me advice for talking during steak dances when you get those awkward moments when there isn't anything to talk about, but the song is still going, and I have found it works well for those same moments at dinner." She said you can ask the most random questions like, "What color is your toothbrush?" Or, "If you had to pack one suitcase and leave right now, where would you go and why?" Something random and fun and conversational.
People often assume you're in a relationship after one date. How can I casually date different people without hurting anyone's feelings?
Zach H., age 15, from Utah, USA, said, "I think the best way is to make your date understand that you aren't ready and don't want a relationship at the moment." Ali C., age 14, from Alabama, USA, said, "It is so hard to casually date without getting a bad reputation. I tell people I can't date until I'm 16 and that I plan to keep things casual by group dating." Corbin J., age 17, from Washington, USA, said, "Explain to the people you date that a date is an activity to let you get to know each other better. Dating exclusively is for furthering your relationship status and for progressing towards marriage or being a couple, and we're not ready for that. Explain your standards of dating. You can even use the For the Strength of Youth pamphlet."
Can I date people who aren't LDS?
Tessa J., age 14, from Washington, USA, said, "Only date non-members who have the same values and standards. It is also a good way to share the gospel." Violet W., age 15, from Utah, USA, said, "Yes, as long as you keep your standards and make sure that your non-member friend knows what your standards are." Tyson B., age 13, from Utah, USA, said, "You can date non-members to become friends, but remember that you want to marry someone who is worthy to enter the temple." Ali C., age 14, from Alabama, USA, said, "Yes, but they really need to have the same standards as I do." Corbin J., age 17, from Washington, USA, said, "As long as you keep your standards and let them know your expectations, it's okay to date non-members. You can create a good missionary experience out of spending time with non-members. Just be careful about what their influence can do to you."
When is it okay to kiss?
Tessa J., age 14, from Washington, USA, said, "If you can't date until you're 16, you probably shouldn't be kissing either, and when you do, it should be a quick kiss." Corbin J., age 17, also from Washington, USA, said, "This is a very tough question because situations are different for everybody. It changes from culture to culture, but these are some general guidelines. I wouldn't kiss for the sake of kissing. I wouldn't kiss anyone if it is something that changes my character for the worse. I am trying to keep the commandments and be a good person. If kissing becomes an obstacle in the way of celestial glory, I won't participate."